Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care. Let's talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett about the latest from the Iowa legislature.
Talking with State Senator Julian Garrett. Senator, one of the things the Iowa legislature has done is put together their education funding for the next fiscal year budget. Just give a quick overview before we kind of dump into the nuts and bolts of the education funding.
Well, every year we pass an education funding bill, and every year since I have been there, we have increased K through 12 funding, even though some of the Democrats will claim that we've cut it. We never have cut it. This current session, the bill we pass increases K through 12 by about $99 million. There's about $85.5 million for supplemental state aid, and then we've had our school transportation equalization that we've talked about before, $7.65 million, and then per pupil equalization, $5.8 million. There's been quite a difference from district to district in those two areas. Obviously, I think everybody understands if you're in a rural district, you're going to have a lot more cost for transportation per pupil than you would in a more urban district. And then there's been quite a variety over the years as far as pupils spending per pupil, and we're trying to equalize that. So that's basically what we did. It's about $99 million in increase over last year. And so schools can now finish their budgets, and I think we've passed a responsible increase, contrary to what some folks on the other side are saying.
Well, just to kind of expand on what they're saying is, I guess what I've heard is many of the arguments have said it's not enough of the spending. I guess what would you say is in terms of what you've provided for Iowa schools?
Every year since we have taken control of the legislature, that's always the claim, that it's not enough. I'd just like to go back a little bit. A few years ago when the Democrats were in control, and compare what they did to what we're doing now, the most famous of their budgets was the 2009 budget, when they appropriated a lot of money in the spring, and then in the fall they realized they didn't have the money to spend that they had promised everybody. And so Governor Culver did that, his famous 10% across the board cut every category by 10%. So what they did, they promised a lot of money to schools, and then they had to back down on that. And so in the middle of the school year, they said, whoops, you're not going to get money that we promised you. In fact, you're going to get 10% less. And we have never done that. And that's the most famous of their cuts. But they had actually done that before on a smaller scale, where they would appropriate money and then find out they didn't have what they'd appropriated, and then they'd pass a cut later in the year. We have never done that. We've never cut K through 12, and it's just political propaganda to claim that we have.
Well, and another question that I've seen about the school appropriations is there is a disconnect between growing districts and then obviously shrinking districts between obviously the property taxes. Kind of talk about the property tax max values that can be levied and the legislature dealing with that.
Well, there are limits on what can be spent, whether it's at the local level or the state level. So, a lot of people complain about property taxes. That's one of the biggest complaints that we hear, and that's one of the reasons why the state has been picking up more and more of education funding and some funding in other areas. We're trying to alleviate the pressure on a lot of people on their property taxes. We passed different bills over the years to try to alleviate that, but that's one of the biggest complaints we get is people struggling to pay their property taxes. So we're trying to cover the needs, not only in the education area, but other areas, and yet have tax rates that people can afford. And so that's one of the things we've worked on. And of course, when you make changes that way, there are always people that oppose it and disagree with what you're doing. That's the legislative process. But I think a lot of the schools appreciate the fact that when we tell them we're going to provide a certain funding, they get it. They don't have to worry about having the rug pulled out from under them later on. And I've heard from several superintendents that they would rather have funding that they can count on, even if it's not quite as much as they would like, as compared to having promises made and then having the rug jerked out from under them later on.
Once again, that was State Senator Julian Garrett discussing the latest from the Iowa legislature. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIANKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.